Yeah, I think I pushed all the necessary buttons now.
Recording in progress.
Okay, gentlemen, basically the way we have begun this man is we spoke about what is necessary to become a Nida Min HaTorah, which is Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, in terms of the requirement that it has to be blood that comes from the uterus, has to be uterine blood, it has to be blood in the sense of it has to be red. We'll get back to what red is a little bit later in the Zman. It also has to be blood with Hargasha. Those are three requirements to be a Nida Min HaTorah. We spoke in Siman Kuf Tzadi about Dinim of Ksamim, which are cases that is blood without Hargasha, and your Tameh Midrabanan, unless it is found on a Beged Tzavuar, and the Davar She'ena Mekabel Tuma, Pachais Mikigris, or there's some legitimate Tzviya. Right, that's basically Siman Kuf Tzadi in a nutshell. We spoke about Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, about how a woman sees Dam in the Mei Raglayim, although ordinarily there is some sort of concern that maybe it was Hargashas Mei Raglayim. That concern apparently is only Shayach in the Kinuach case afterwards, meaning that when you see pure Dam after urinating, or pure something after urinating, maybe it's Behargasha. When the blood comes out while you're urinating, so we have a tradition, medically, halachically, that during urination, blood will not come out. So therefore, it's not going to be tummy. That is, unless, etc., those are all the rules that we had in Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Kuf Tzadi Beis and Kuf Tzadi Gimel are going to be unusual cases of Nida, cases where on a fundamental level we should not really think that there is any problem at all. Nonetheless, Chazal say that you are a Nida. And the first of these cases in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis is the statement of Rava that's found on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, that Tabuha Linasei, when a fellow proposes to a woman, we'll say it like that, or he Tabuha Linasei, he proposes that she should get married. So she agrees, Vinis Paisa, and she agrees. If you propose marriage and she says no, so the whole halacha does not apply. Tabuha Linasei Vinis Paisa, Tzricha Leishev, Tzricha Shateshev, Shiva Nikiyim. You have to say Shiva Nikiyim. That's a Gemara in Samach Vav. The Gemara then tells a story that Ravina wanted to marry his son into the home of Reb Chanina, the Rosh Hazagir of Reb Chaviva. They say, should we get married on Wednesday? Say, sure, Wednesday, great. But so this is the Yom Ravi, we'll get married on Wednesday. Wednesday comes. He said, you know what, let's wait next week. What's the pshat? The pshat is because of Rava's din, or Tavuli Nosei, that you have to wait Zayin Nikiyim. The Gemara first thinks that this halacha should not apply because the girl's a katana. But Lamaisa, it applies even to a katana. And Shulchan Aruch writes, Ben Gedayla Ben Katana, it applies. The halacha of Tavuli Nosei applies by a katana. Not only that, the halacha of Tavu'a Linasei applies by a zakena, by a mi'uberes, right? My father was once Mesadar Kedushin for one of his close friends who met a woman in the old age home. And it was mamash a beautiful situation, and my father was brought in by his friend to be Mesadar Kedushin, and everything is grand. She's got to go to the mikvah. She's 90 years old! What's she going to the mikvah for? Tavuli Nosei. Dam Chimur. Right? That's the halacha. Tavuli Nosei. You have to go to the mikvah no matter what. Uberes isn't going to see blood. Again, this case could come up with Bali Tshuva, although we'll discuss that a little differently. She's already pregnant. You know, everyone makes the joke about the maternity wedding gowns.
It could happen in our world, no? She's already pregnant, walking down the chuppah, kreisa ben shinema. Right? Tavuli nasi, l'cha'ira. We'll discuss that case a little different. Right? Meinekes, l'cha'ira, yeah. I mean, any case, even if you're mislekes damim, the pashto says that the din of tavuha li nasi applies. That's the first gemara here in Samach Vav. There are two other gemaras about tavu'a li nasi. Second gemara is found in Yoma Yudches. The same gemara comes up in Yevonis Lamed Zayin. The gemara tells us that when Rav went to Dardashir, he took a trip, he used to announce, Man Hevel Yoma, who's going to be my wife today? Rav Nachman went to Shachnetziv. He made an announcement. Who's going to be my wife today? Man Hevel Yoima. Right? So the Gemara first is bothered by Kash. You're not supposed to marry a woman in this town and a woman in that town because there's a concern that maybe, you know, the kids will marry each other. By the way, I just read an article in the Jerusalem Post this past week about a fellow who is a serial sperm donor, and he claims to have produced 100 children during the pandemic. Wow. It takes talent, no? 100 children during the pandemic. That's exactly this Gemara. Zechshash of Shema Yisa Achei Vesachesei. Right? Maybe the brothers can marry the sister. No, it's a very serious issue.
What do people do with all the mice? I think they know who the sperm donor is.
So in Israel, officially, they are supposed to keep track of it. We can give a long sigh. Certainly in America, no one keeps track of it. In America, it's better. You get a non-Jewish sperm donor. Halachically, there is, or you can shtel on the rove, that most people who donate to a sperm bank are not Jewish. But the Gemara here in Yom Yudches tells us there's a concern, don't marry a woman in this town, more in that town, because the concern may be Yisro Ochiv Esachaisai. And the whole world is going to become Nismali Mamzeros, Umala Ha'aretz Zima. So the Gemara asks, how does Rav and Rav Nachman do this thing? Dar Dashir Shachnitziv. How do they do it? Took the Gemara, Shani Rabbonon, right, the Pekiyah Shmaihu. Everybody knows rabbis. Right, they're famous people. And therefore, there's no concern that Rav's daughter is going to marry the son, etc. Frek the Gemara, how did he do this? I tov uha linase. How does he make an announcement that who wants to marry me? And then show up in Dardashir or Shachnitzim and get married. The halach is tavuli nasa. We have to be chayshish for dam chimud. So zok the Gemara. One approach is that Yehudei hava miyachdelahu. It wasn't really marriage. It was just yichud. Apparently, what Rav and Rav Nachman would do is they would make an announcement. The woman would become his yichud woman. Therefore, he would have passed besalai. And there's no concern of tavuha linase, because when she joins him, she has no expectation of full-fledged marriage. She thinks she's just his helpmate. Right? She's there as the yichud woman, etc. Tosis deals with the kasha, how this stims with the Gemara and Ksubis about a kala shapir sanida. Tosfos in Yoma Yevamis deals with that kasha. We'll probably have to deal with that tomorrow, the day after. One approach in the Gemara is Yehudi havam yachdelahu. Right? Excuse me. One approach in the Gemara, the first approach in the Gemara is havamakdami mishadri shlucha, that a week before the wedding they would send a shaliach. Right, so Rav and Rav Nachman, a week before the wedding, would send a shaliach, and therefore, the tavuha li nasei ki'ilu happened a week ago. Yibayisem, it's only yichud. Okay, that's the second gemara. The gemara in Yoma Yudches, in Yevamis Lamed Zayin. There's a third gemara, that is worth talking about. We might not spend that much time on it. Nida Dav Chav tells me a story. Once upon a time, that's how all stories begin. Once upon a time, there was a woman, Aitza Dama Lakamet Rabbi Lazar. Reb Ami is there. He smells the blood, and he says it's Dam Chimur. He smells the blood, he determines it's Dam Chimur. So this is like one of those what the heck moments. Right? Apparently Dam Chimud smells different than Dam Nida. But you also get the impression, perhaps, that Dam Chimud is not going to be Tomei. Or it's going to be less Tomei. And this woman responded, yeah, Taka, like, Soed Hashem Lireyav. Rabbis are really smart. Because my husband was traveling, Bai Lihoya Bederech, V'chimadtiv. Right, my husband was on a trip, and I had desire for my husband to come back. Dam Chimud. Now, these are the three Gemaras. The third Gemara opens a possibility. And if you look in the back of the Gemara on Daf Chaf, you look in the Chidushim of the Cheshek Shlomo, and the Chidushim of Rabbi Yankov Emden, and if you want Rishonim, if you look in the Ran, one opinion in the Ran at least is that the fact that there is a different smell of Dam Chimud than there is for a Nida blood means that Dam Chimud is not biologically Nida blood. It is something else. And the Ra and the Cheshek Shlomo writes that he thinks Dam Chimud is not Dam Min HaMakar. It's not uterine blood. It's Dam Min HaAliyah. It's blood that somehow comes out from a different part of the body. If that's the case, Dam Chimud is very similar to the din of Dam Besulim that we will encounter in some Kuf Tzadi Gimel. It's not Nida blood at all, biologically. If it is Nida blood, and she's Temeya al Tzdam Chimud, so the Rishonim explain over there, the Rashba has in his Chidushim and Afchav, that the reason why, I forgot which Amora said that it's Tzdam Chimud, is Laharos Chochmasai. He's trying to show, well, I'm really smart, I know this stuff. Okay. Now, these are the three Gemaras in Chas about Dam Chimud. The problem is, when exactly did Dam Chimud come into play? The author of the statement of Dam Chimud is Rava. Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, it's Rava. That means that one would have thought that Rava is the inventor of Dam Chimud. But that can't be true, because we saw the Gemaras in Yevames and Yoma Daf Yud Ches that in the days of Rav and Rav Nachman, they had Dam Chimud already. Right? Rav goes to Dardashir or Shachnitziv, whatever it is, right? And he makes this announcement, who wants to get married to me? Right? Rav is before Rava. One would have thought that Dam Chimud maybe was instituted at the time when Chumra de Reb Zeira came into place, but that can't be, because Rava is the author of Dam Chimud. The previous line on Daf Samach Vav tells me that Bimei Rava, the dinim of Reb Zeira, Chumad Reb Zeira, did not yet apply. So just historically, when was Dam Chimud put into place? So comes along the Taz. And the Taz writes in Erstens that the din of Dam Chimud is a din Dirabonan. They made a Chumrah. When did this Chumra come in? So says the Taz, I have a raya from Psukim that the Chumra was not biblical. Because Right? We all read Megillah Esros on Shavuos, and it's the second day of Shavuos, so we're already awake. And we realize that Megillah Esros is quite problematic, because we have the Gadol Hadar, his name is Boaz, and this woman just shows up in his bedroom in the middle of the night, and oh yeah, Mashiach comes from there. Right? Like, it's somewhat problematic, no? Like Megillah Esros? So the Taz is like halachic man over here. He's not only bothered by the moral problematic issue of like what is going on, but the Taz is bothered. I dam chimod. Right? I rus comes into Boaz's bed. I dam chimod by Tamar. The pasuk says Vatesha bePesach einayim. That Tamar goes to Yehuda, and she tells Yehuda, Tachayra ani minida, and therefore Yehuda is with Tamar. By the way, these are two episodes that lead to Melech HaMashiach, no? The Jewish tradition is that Melech HaMashiach comes from very questionable sources. The Christians believe, if you look in the Synoptic Gospels, that Jake is probably the only one this year who already did this. If you look in the Synoptic Gospels, Brian, should I apologize to you? I said that Jake is the only one in this year who read the Synoptic Gospels. And I said, like, maybe I should apologize to you. But the Synoptic Gospels try to show how Yoshka had the best lineage ever. Right? That he is the most... They begin... all with like the lineage. Oh, Gershon, I'm sorry. they all begin with like the lineage of Yashka, and he's like the most perfect person. Our notion of Mashiach coming from Shlomo David is that the lineage of Mashiach is quite questionable. Right? That's like a very Jewish yesod. Very Jewish yesod. Right? Eitan?
I mean, this also, this last week's parsha for Rito is the older daughter of Lod. She was the first to preempt Zeros, and then she even when she was and she told the world that with his name.
Moav, yeah.
And that's where she comes from.
Nachon, right? In other words, right? The problematics go back even much earlier. Right, our tradition, it's Mamesh Meredik. Right? In our tradition, Mashiach comes from these very questionable unions. Ugh. So how was Tamar and how was Rust, how come it's permitted? I tav uel in dosei. So Zok the Taz, obviously, the halacha is after Tamar and Rust. Meaning, even though it's din d'rabbanan, there are certain dinim d'rabbanon which took place in biblical times. Gemara in Bava Kamma tells me that Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was not only... Right? Moshe also had smicha. Maybe at the Chag HaSmicha NYU, although we don't have evidence going that far back. But Moshe Rabbeinu also was a rabbi. He also made dinim d'rabbanon. There are dinim d'rabbanon that happened in biblical times. But this din d'rabbanon of tavu halinasei happened after the biblical period. After the biblical period. When did it happen? Zok de Taz? Probably... Nirali, the Ba'osar Shosha Gosru Chacham al Haksomim, Kedi Isa B'Sim Kuvtzadi, and they are not Matirit because it's Lohir Yisha, so at that time they made the Gezer of Dam Chimud. Dam Chimud is connected to the Gezer of Ksomim. Once they say that even blood without Hargosh is Tamei, they also say that Dam Chimud is Tamei. If you look in the notes of Reb Yankiv Emdin, on Daf Chaf, on Medbeis, when the Gemara says it's Dam Chimud and it smells different, so Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says over there, then his opinion, Dam Chimud is blood without Hargosha, because there's no Hargosha, maybe there's a slightly different smell, Vesach Nisht, exactly if that's true.
and the dinim of dam chimod are predicated on the dinim of ksonim. Now, of course, if this is correct, the Shevet HaLevi raises a very strong question. We learned at the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi that there's no such thing as ksumim by a katana. And it's often in the Gemara, it's the Farish in the Gemara, that by a katana there's a din of dam chimur. So the Taz is yesod, that it's based on the halachas of ksumim, is slightly questionable. Next yesod of the Taz. Oid nira lataritz, that by Tomer and Rus.
No, but you say this is different. There's an extra chashash
chimud. So, in other words, that the chashash of chimud, if I understand what you're saying correctly, is that Chazal made one gezera of blood without hargosha earlier on, so to speak, in the days of Rava. They made that chashash of blood without hargasha. And that chashash is more serious than regular ksumim. Even though they made it at the same time when they made the chumra of ksumim, but it's more of a serious chashash.
Didn't have to necessarily stem from ksumim. It could have just been all the same time when they were making zeros.
Come on! Akiva, you're a nice guy, but that don't make sense. Right? Because if they're making the gezeira at the time of ksumim, presumably there's some kesher between this. You know, at that what you're saying is like at that time Lahavdil, they had like a synod, and all the rabbonim get together, and you know they institute like lots of.
Oh, got it.
What?
What's all the Christian references today?
Yeah. Today's like, I don't know.
I thought we were doing Judaism today.
It's not okay.
The Taz's second answer is that in the day by Tamar and Rus, the Gezerah of Dam Chimur already applied. But the dinim of chimud don't happen because in that case they're already in bed together when he proposes marriage to her, and therefore there's no time for chimud. They're already in bed together, memelo there's no chimud. According to some, that's the pshat in, according to one version of Taisus, that's the pshat in Yehuda HaVamiyachti. Right? Yehuda HaVamiyachti means that they're already connected. Memela, there's going to be no chimud because I guess chimud sets in when you have that initial wow moment. What if that wow moment happens like in two stages? First there's yichud, and then you decide to get married. Or first you're in bed, and then you decide, okay, let's get married. So in that situation, Zakdataz, there is no dinim of chimud at all. Yeah.
Yeah, I just find the assumption a little problematic with the second answer.
You have to speak louder and slower. I'm sorry.
If we have a xeria from Rav, it's clearly more in the days of Rav. So why is he being methodical? Maybe it was in the days of Boaz. Like, it's just very strange. It's like very peculiar.
At what time in history did that xeria take place? We know that by the Zman of Rav it happened. But when was it instituted? Right? So the Taz suggests, in the first suggestion of the Taz, that maybe it was instituted.
So the Gemara goes out of its way to point to cases, like this was Dabar Masir, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Yeshua, Shmuel, Nechemia, and like barring that evidence, you would assume it was instituted by the Morgan time we said.
Right, I mean, it's more likely that Dam Chimur is at the time of Amoraim. Right? Ksumim is at the time of the Tanaim, at least. I mean, but it's really very, very hard to put this all together. The Taz is bothered by the Kasha, and it's a good Kasha. Comes along the Chavis Das,
And the Chavis Da says the Taz asks the Kasha from Tomer and Rus. The Taz gives an answer which is very dachuk. So what if they're in bed together? Right? There's no distinction between Zman Muat and Zman Meruba. Rather, says the Taz, the dinim of Chimud only apply by Chimud Shon Nesuin. She Chimud Godo Yesh Bameshi Yikarei Lo Shem Nesua. She Yosin Masha Ish Rotsa Lisa Ha'isha Rotsa Linase Tavon Nesav Tandu. You want to get married. You want to have the MRS degree, right? That was that's what you're looking for.
Oh,
right? So now, because you want to get married, that's the chimud. But there's no chimud for Bia. Bia itself does not create chimud. Or it does not create enough chimud to have this din of dam chimud, which apparently is that even though she doesn't see any dam, we're choishish that she saw dam, and according to the overwhelming majority of Rishonim, even if she was checking herself, right, against the Ravya, that's quoted by the Beis Yosef, and then the Sif Aleph, even if she's checking herself, we're still choishish for dam chimur. Zok the Chavos Das, chimur is not for Bia, chimur is for Nesuin, and therefore, the institution of Pilegesh applies, because Pilegesh isn't really marriage. So, if there would be Chimud for Bia, so Pilegesh would have the same concern. And the Taz says, this is the Lashon of the Gemara, Tav'uha Linase. The Tavia is to get married for Nisuin. The only din of chimud is for nesuin. After nesuin, there is no din of chimud. Even if you don't have bia at the beginning of marriage, says the Chavos Das, there is no real chimud for bia. The chimud is for nesuin. That's against the Ramah, because the Ramah is going to tell us that l'cha'ora akala has to do bedikas. Hashtuses, you have to do bedikos after marriage if they don't have bia the wedding night. You have to do bedikos until the first bia. That's against the Chavos Das. And the Chavos Das says, yeah, I'm against that shita, I'm against that gos maimini, etc. Chavos Das further says, maybe a bedika doesn't help by tavoli nasei, but if you have a meich dachok, it will help. If you have like a piece of cotton in the osal makom the entire time of tavur linase, so then we know for sure she's not tame, she's not tameya. So that's what the Chavos Das assumes, and maybe by tamar she had the moch dachuk, maybe. But basically, what the Chavos Das is arguing is that tavur linase is for marriage, not for bia. Tamar and Rus didn't know that they're getting married. Therefore, there's no din of. Therefore, there's no din of dam chimud. Dam chimud is for marriage. Hi, Eitan.
Is it the same? Are we going to say it's the same on Tamar and Rus who were gulas and not psulas?
No one assumes that there's a difference between the ba'ula and the basula for dam chimud.
Basula is definitely, I think, it makes
so, again, some say in the opposite direction, that the din in the Gemara in Ksubis of Kala Shapir Sanida, there's an Isser Yichud, maybe that's only for a man who has never previously married. Because then there's real excitement. And then there's a concern, Shema Yavo Aleha. But for the woman, insofar as the chimud goes, I don't think anyone makes a distinction. That's what we noted beforehand. Even the zakena, you get married in the old age home, you still have to go to the mikvah before marriage, al tzdam chimud. Right? So.
I'm saying, for the raya from then.
Yeah, you're saying that maybe at that time, the dinim of dam chimud did not apply to a woman who was
previously married, previously had relations, etc. And that sniff of the halacha set in later on. That's your suggestion. Again, I find that unlikely that a detail in the halacha came into play after the original halacha was instituted. Especially, I mean, we would need some evidence to that effect.
The Gemara says it does apply to Katana. The Gemara says you had this Havamim, it doesn't apply to Katana. So it changed in those five minutes? No, maybe Rava was Mechadish that, and that's why we asked the Hasha by Rab, but that was that, and the Malcha Bidori Doro was only by somebody you'd have this concern. But Rava was Mechadish, we'll say in all cases.
So from the days of Rava, I don't know. You get the impression that the Gemara in Yavamis and Yomas invoking Rava's din, that Rava's din fully applied at that time. The Gemara says, Ha'amar Rava of Tavueli Nase. Right? That means that the full halacha applied, at least in the Tekufa of Rav, and maybe it applied earlier also. Oh. So the Chavos Das is saying that the Chimur is Chimur for Nisuin, not Chimur for Bia, and that's the Lashon of the Gemara, Tavuha Li Nase. Comes along the, my friend, the Lachem V'Simla. The Lachem V'Simla both in Se'if Katan Aleph and Se'if Katan Tes. The Lachem V'Simla writes, Hakol Yoldeim Kala Lama Nichnesas L'Chuppah. Everybody knows what marriage is. Marriage means Bia. Right? So the Lashon of the Gemara, Tavua Linase, come on. Right? Linase doesn't mean only for halachic nisuin. The Pashto says Linase means even for Bia. That's what the Lechem B'Simla maintains. There are a few nafkaminas between the Lechem B'Simla's halacha that Tavu Alinose is for Bia, and the halacha, the way the Chavos Das presents it, that it is for Nisuin. One nafkamina that we noted is whether after Nisuin, before Bia, whether you need the Bedikos or not. Look in the Lechem B'Simla Sifkat and Tess, that's where he makes his cheshbin, that you need bedikos because tavur linase means before the bia. The Lechem B'Simla also points out that if you look in the Mordechai is in Siman Tavshin Mem by us. The lashon of the Mordechai is that tavuha linase is because of the chemda pratash mishamita. Amar Rava tavur linase perush mishum de mechamda hi. It's interesting that throughout the Mesechtos, wherever the dinim of Tavur Linase applies, you get the impression from Rashi, he just says Machmas Taiva, not Taivas Tashmish. Although from that Gemara on Daf Chav, where the Gemara says, Soit Hashem Li Reyov, and the woman said, oh, my husband was out of town. You get an impression from that Gemara, at least, and that's Taivas Bia. Although, according to the Dichoy of many Rishonim, that the Chacham was just trying to show off his Bekiyas, right? So, that Gemara doesn't really have much to do with anything. That's not the regular din of Dam Chimur. That's just, oh, I'm so smart, I know.
It still shows you what Chimur is, though.
No. It shows you that in that particular case, the woman had chimud. It doesn't mean that the regular dinim of Rava Tavu Alinose applies. In fact, the Gemara there on Chaf never invokes Rava's din. The Gemara says just dam chimud and shteitnisht Rava. But again, the Pashtus is that the word chimud means chimud. And the Mordechai has a lashon befevish that's chimud for tashmish. That's the Lechem V'Simla's raya that the din is out
chima tashmish na'al chima nesuin against the chavis das. The Maritz Chiyas. Maritz Chiyas, interesting fellow. Maritz Chiyas on daf samach vov. He deals with the following kasha. Later on in the year, we're going to encounter a din called the Roadah Machmas Tashmish. Roadah Machmas Tashmish. If a woman, every time she has sex with her husband, sees dam, so if it happens 3 times, you have to get divorced. I was speaking to some of you on the way down the steps one of these days, and we pointed out that this din doesn't apply anymore. If you see dam every time you have sex, go to the doctor. Most often, there's some issue that could be dealt with medically. So the din doesn't really apply bizmanenu. But be it as it may, there's aloha v'raya machmas tashmish. And the Gemara says that there's a test that you could do to see maybe the dam is not uterine blood. You put like a tube inside the woman. You put some cotton inside the tube. And if the cotton ends up being clean, so you know that the blood is not uterine. Says the Maritz Chiyas, v'shteyach nisht. Don't you have to be worried that the woman sees blood, she's a reya machmas tashmish, because it's like some sort of dam chimud for her. That when she's having sex, she gets excited. And then she sees dam. That's the Maritz Chiyas' kasha. The Maritz Chiyas is assuming against the Chavis Das. One second, right? The Maritz Chiyas is assuming that the Chimur. No, the Maritz Chiyas is assuming, I'm sorry, like the. Yeah, against the Chavis Das, assuming like the Lachem Besimla. That the Chimur is Chimur for Tashmish. In that case, you're going to put the Shvoferis inside her and put the cotton there. There's no tashmish going on. So in fact, the Maritz Chiyas, maybe there's no proof from that Gemara. Let's say a woman wants to get married to a fellow who, you know, they're not going to have sex. The guy is a fellow who doesn't have gvuras anoshim. He's unable to have sex. Is there a din of dam chimur?
It's not a
p'tzua daka. Not a p'tzua daka. P'tzua daka means that the testicles are crushed or something like that. This is talking about a man who can't maintain an erection. It's a different thing. Today, that's what Viagra is supposed to solve. A fellow doesn't have kvuras anoshim, so is there a din of dam chimur? Again, the Badei HaShulchan on page 231 deals with this issue, and it should be totally in the Machlekes Chavis Das and Lechem Besimla. Also, if you have a case of Balei Tshuva, so they already had sex, but there was no Nesuin. Do you have to be worried about Dam Chimur in that case? Right? All these issues connect to this machlokes between the.
Two Balei Tshuva
who had been together beforehand, and then they decide to get married, right? In other words, it is possible that there is chimud for this fellow, not for that fellow. Some of the achrayim, one second, in the Pischei Tshuva, there's a discussion that the Gemara in Saita has a lashon of Ein Hayetzer Sholeit Ela B'Masha Ein of Relos. Yeah, there's only Yetzahara if you saw the image of the woman. Some of the Achrayim use this, that maybe there's a heter to listen to Kol Isha tapes if you never saw the singer. Chacham Avadya takes it very seriously. The Pischei Tshuva deals with that issue. Maybe there's no Yetzahara because you didn't see the guy. The question is, in the case of Rav and Rav Nachman, Dardashir and Shachnitziv, so they send the Shaliach beforehand, and that solves the Dam Chimur issue. Did the Shaliach bring a picture of Rav and Rav Nachman? Did the Shaliach bring a photograph? The Pashtus is, the woman never saw Rav and Rav Nachman, no? If you really take this idea of Ein Hayetzer Sholeit, Ela B'Masha Ein of Ro'os, So sending the shaliach in advance might not solve anything, because she'll see Rav and she'll chalish, right? So l'cha'ira, that won't really...
But the Gemara
asked the Kasha, what about Rava? Right, as Gemara's Kasha, what about Dam Chimud? So the Gemara says, you sent the Shaliach in advance.
But it's not
you being
shy that she'll be Yavo, that she'll be Yavo
on him.
Maybe
wouldn't
that be the idea by the
Yetzer?
It's her Yetzer. Right, but
it's just that she's
going to... Well,
she'll
not
have...
Not she's going to act upon it.
Again?
Not that she's going to act upon it.
No, she's not that she'll act upon it, but the chimud comes because she saw him and she's excited about being with him. Right? And maybe there's no chimud here. Look in the Pesach Teshuvah Eis Aleph. A woman who counted Shiva Nekiyim before the guy comes. He's traveling from Shnipashok to Aishashok. She never saw the husband. Do the days count? Maybe we can't count the days because Gemiri Ein HaYitzer Shoylet El Mashein of Ruos. The Shoal says you should be Machmir. But in the Tshuva of the Chassam Sefer, he thinks you could be Megal. Nonetheless, it's a good idea HaMachmir Tamal HaBrach. Right? The Pashtus says that all these issues are connected. Right? If the concern is Chimur for marriage, so then, the woman's havel meisav tandem or meisav armelo. That's the lashon of the Chavis Das, meaning she wants to be married. She wants to be married. Ad kan. Doesn't matter who the guy is, right? Doesn't matter if he's tall or short. Doesn't matter, right? Anything. I want to get married. But if it's out chimud for bia, one could argue that the way the fellow looks has some impact on whether there's chimud for bia, right? The pashtus is that this issue is connected to the mechlokes Chavis Das and Lachem V'Simlo. Okay, so next time I want to talk more about dam chimud. We'll have to talk about the mechlokes between the Rashba and the Rosh, etc., about how many bedikas you need to do. And we'll have to continue our study of Judaism. Okay, gentlemen, have a marvelous day.